This is Dr. Lee Decaney, history physical patient, Mitchell, MIT, CHLLRIRA. Date of birth for this patient is 10-18-1938. Place Franklin, Wood, Genesis Nursing Rehab. Date of service 5-23-2023. This is history and physical. History of present illness. This is a.
Okay, thank you.
84-year-old gentleman. He was admitted to John Hopkins Bayview Hospital. Patient has a known cognitive disorder and Parkinson's disease. Paroxysmal AFib. Patient presented to the ED because he has a generalized weakness and bradykinesia, limiting his ability to ambulate. Patient was also noted to have urinary tract infection that he was treated. Parkinson's disease with worsening bradykinesia, neurology consulted. They recommended continuous cenobamate 3 times a day and outpatient neurology follow-up. CT head, brain done. Global parenchymal volume loss, but no acute hemorrhage, no acute stroke identified. It was attributed to UTI causing worsening symptoms of Parkinson's disease. PTOT saw the patient in the hospital. They recommended subacute rehab. Family is also very supportive. And when I saw the patient, his wife is at the bedside. She planning when he's a little bit more stable, she will want to take him home. She has a very good family support. Patient sent here, he was also treated for UTI. He was maintained on medication for his GI bleed history, Protonix, Plavix because of TIA in the past. Today when I saw the patient, he's lying in the bed, no distress, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills. He denies any cough congestion, no nausea, no vomiting, no diarrhea. And patient himself is a poor historian. Most of the history I discussed with the patient wife at the bedside. Past medical history, patient has number 1 Parkinson's disease, number 2 cognitive impairment, number 3 paroxysmal AFib, number 4 TIA, number 5 GI bleed, number 6 duodenal stricture required stent placement, hypothyroidism, prostatic hypertrophy. Allergies not known. Socially, she lives with wife at home. No alcohol, no drug abuse. Medication upon discharge. Cinemat 25/100, one tablet. 3 times a day. Lipitor 80 mg daily. Vitamin D 2000 units daily. Plavix 75 mg daily. Estelapram 5 mg daily. Finasteride 5 mg daily, levothyroxine 75 mg daily, Protonix 40 mg daily. Rua system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no ear nasal congestion, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GN, vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain. Neuro, he has a bradykinesia, secondary to Parkinson's disease and also difficulty ambulation and cognitive impairment. Physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert, forgetful and disoriented. He has a known baseline dementia as per family. Blood pressure 113/72, pulse 70, temperature 97.9, respiration 18, pulse of 94%. Head rhythmic, nomophilic, ionectaric, no ear nasal discharge, throat clear, no exudate. Patient has no teeth. Neck supple, no JVD, chest non-tender, lungs are clear, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, Balcom positive. No rebound, no rigidity, extremities, no edema, neuro, he's awake, alert, forgetful, disoriented, ambulatory dysfunction due to Parkinson's disease. Lab done at the rehab center, sodium 144, potassium 4.4, carbon 8, CO2 29, urine 13, creatinine 0.7, WBC count 7.1, hemoglobin 13, medical 40.6. Assessment, patient is admitted with ambulatory dysfunction. Number 2, recent UTI. Number 3, Parkinson's disease is bradykinesia. Number 4, hypothyroidism. Number 5, prostatic hypertrophy. Number 6, duodenal stricture, status post stent placement. History of GI bleed, history of TIA, history of peptic ulcer, history of paroxysmal AFib. Plan of care will continue all standard medications, extensive PTOT rehab, core status have discussed. Patient has dementia, not able to make much decision, but both husband and wife, they have a living will. His wife, who is the next of kin, and she told me clearly that patient has decided to be DNR, DNI, and also wife said the same thing, she wants him to be DNR, DNI. Patient also came with the most form DNR, DNI. This is the end of the dictation. In case I discuss the nursing staff. Thank you.